Brian, let's talk about two different reasons why we need this kind of fuel and cheaper energy. One would be, of course, our vehicles. The other would be to power the grid system. Now, for the vehicles themselves, could we have a totally different new energy system? And then for the grid, energy that we put on the grid, a different one for that as well?
Absolutely, George. And regarding fuels, of course, hydrogen has been promoted in various biofuels, carbohydrates, and each of them are certainly a lot better than oil because, well, hydrogen doesn't pollute. But the only problem is that to produce the hydrogen, if you do it through solar energy or some other means to dissociate water molecules to make the hydrogen, it takes more energy to get the hydrogen out than you get out of it. So then you're caught in a conundrum. And that's why, I think we need an education. We need to understand better what these alternatives are and what the real advantages and disadvantages of each. And we haven't gotten to that point in our culture because what's been going on is, well, first of all, not only the stranglehold by the vested interests that are have us addicted to oil, but also the fact that these other alternatives have not really been looked at in depth, and we don't, most of us don't understand the limitations posed by some of these other things. So the fuel question, my answer to that is you can either make the hydrogen out of a new energy source, which is orders of magnitude more powerful than any existing energy source, or you could just run your car or whatever transportation on electricity that's made from a new energy source. My ideal would be some sort of solid state device. This is the kind of research that Tom Bearden and Sparky Sweet have done, and a number of other people, just a little power pack that you could put in your hand, and it could run your car. But it could also run your home or your office.
That small?
And you can eliminate the grid system. The grid system is like a 19th century vestige. When we look back upon this time, I will guarantee you that we'll see this as a time in which we were just like lemmings falling off the cliff, pursuing energy technologies that go way, way back, are highly polluting, and also centralized, so that people literally have power over you by working with utilities, and then in comes an Enron, and they totally mess it up and pocket a few tens of billions of dollars and run away, and people are left in the lurch. One of the beauties of new energy is that once we develop it, then it will be decentralized. So you won't need a grid system.
Oh, but what a great idea then for having everybody, buildings, homes, they'd have their own power units, their own system. And, you know, of course, that would open up a tremendous amount of new jobs, too, for people who'd come and do repairs and things, obviously. But, I mean, to just not have to rely on anybody and then it's there at your disposal anytime you want. I mean,
exactly.
You really wouldn't have power blackouts anymore.
You wouldn't have any of that. And you wouldn't have these unsightly grid systems. You wouldn't have to have central station power plants, which right now are polluting the atmosphere and, terribly unsightly. So it would be a whole different world.
So wherever, for example, you have electricity coming into a building, that building would merely have its own power pack, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, and it could also be in your car. And I know this sounds like a fanciful dream, and it's very, very hard for some people to comprehend, but what we're going to have to do, and that's one of the reasons why I founded the New Energy Movement, is to look at the social and economic and political implications of going this way. Do we have the courage to change, in other words? And it's one thing to develop the technologies. It's quite a different thing to be able to socially manage it in a way that's equitable for everybody, so that some new capitalistic robber baron doesn't come in like J.P. Morgan or the Rockefellers or whatever to take over the whole technology.